哈利路亚，好，奉主耶稣圣名，我们彼此来分享神的道理。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we share in the word of God together.
从星期三的晚上开始，我们开始了讲那个启示录里面的十四万七千人。
So from Wednesday evening onwards, we started to discuss the 144,000 mentioned in Revelations.
那个十四万七千人在启示录第七章里面讲到。
And in Revelation chapter 7, it mentions these 144,000 people.
他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
They are the descendants of Abraham.
这个是要告诉我们，我们是属灵的以色列人。
And this tells us that they were spiritual Israelites.
他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And they were descendants of Abraham.
他们是可以承受那个神要给我们那个产业的。
And they were to inherit the inheritance that God is about to give us.
这就是神的儿女在教会里面有那个权利所得到的恩典。
So this is the right to the grace promised to us as children of God from God Himself.
那个十四万七千人，这里要讲到第七章里面讲到他们是神的仆人。
So also in Revelation chapter 7, it mentions that these 144,000 were servants of God.
当我们讲到神的仆人的时候，
And we mention servants of God.
就是要告诉我们，我们身为基督徒在教会里面，我们应该要尽的义务。
It reminds us of the obligations that we have as Christians in the church.
我们在教会里面，我们需要来侍奉神，为神来工作。
And that in the church, we must learn to serve God and to work for God.
所以你看到那个十四万七千人，他们是在神的宝座之前昼夜来侍奉神的人。
And we see that these 144,000 served before God night and day before His throne.
那是非常有意思的，在十四章里面的时候。
And what is quite interesting is that in chapter 14.
启示录的十四章。
In Revelation chapter 14.
当他们在神面宝座前来侍奉神的时候。
When they served God before His throne,
他们是要唱歌的。
They were to sing.
我们看十四章的第三节。
Let us read chapter 14, verse 3.
第三节，这里讲到他们在宝座前，还有那个是一个卧物，还有那个长老前唱歌了。
So verse 3 mentions that they sang before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders.
还有就是这个歌好像是新的歌、哦、
And this song were as it were a new song.
还有就是除了他地上买来的人、哦之外呢，没有人能学这个歌。
And except those who were redeemed from the earth, no one could learn that song.
就是说这些人他们可以唱这个歌。
It is to say that these persons were able to sing this song.
因为他们是在主里面的。
Because they were in the Lord.
他们已经蒙神所救赎的人了。
And they have already been saved by God.
问题是说这个歌的内容是什么呢？
But the question is that, what is the content of this song?
就是我们看那个启示录的第五章的话。
For this, we look at Revelation chapter 5.
这里讲到那个二十四位长老，他们要会唱这个歌了。
Here it also mentions that 24 elders would sing the same song.
我们看第五章的第九节。
Let us read chapter 5, verse 9.
他们唱新歌，你配拿书卷，配切开吃印，因你们里程被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
Verse 9. And they sang a new song, saying,You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation.
当这个二十四位长老在唱这个新歌的时候，
So when these 24 elders were singing this new song,
他们是讲到主耶稣怎么样来拯救那个在地上的人。
So they described how God had redeemed those who were on earth.
所以那个新歌的内容就是讲到神的救恩。
So the content of this song concerns God's salvation.
就是神怎么借着耶稣基督拯救那个在地上的人呢、啊、
It is how God through Jesus Christ saved those who are on earth.
这就是他们所唱的歌。
So this was what they were singing about.
也是今天我们身为基督徒的要唱的一首歌。
And this is also the same song that we as Christians today should sing.
尤其是我们是蒙恩的人。
Especially since we are those who are blessed.
我们已经得到主耶稣的救赎了。
We have already received the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
神要求我们做个新的人。
And God requires that we become a new man.
就是我要把我们的旧的行为都取掉。
It is to say that we should get rid of our old self.
穿上那个耶稣基督。
To put on Christ.
之后呢？
And afterwards,
我们还要来侍奉神啊。
We are also to serve God.
侍奉神的时候，就是我们要唱这个新的歌了。
It is when we serve God that we should sing this new song.
这是要传福音。
It is to preach the gospel.
还有就是来牧养信徒。
And to shepherd the flock.
让神的教会能够被建立起来。
So that the church of God may be built up.
我们可以看一下诗篇的九十八篇。
We can also turn to Psalm 98.
诗篇的九十八篇。
Psalm 98.
你发现在诗篇里面有 几篇呢有讲到这个新歌这个事情。
So we find that in the Old Testament, it also mentions this new song several times.
我们看诗篇的98篇。
So let us turn to Psalm 98.
98篇我们看第一节到第三节。
Psalm 98, let us read from verses 1 to 3.
第一节是讲到我们要向神唱新歌了。
So in verse 1 tells us, all sing to the Lord a new song.
为什么呢？
Why?
他这里说，因为他行过奇妙的事情。
For he has done marvelous things.
那奇妙的事情是什么？
So what are these marvelous things?
他用右手来施行那个救恩啊。
Is that his right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory?
那在第二节的时候同样讲到神的救恩。
So in verse 2, it mentions God's salvation.
第三节的时候也同样提到我们神的救恩。
And also in verse 3, it mentions God's salvation towards us.
所以从这些经文我们可以看到。
So from these verses, we can see.
那个新歌的内容就是神的救恩。
The content of this new song is God's salvation.
所以今天我们蒙恩的人
So for us who are blessed today,
我们应该要常常来唱这个新的歌。
We should sing this new song continually.
就是把那个福音传给其他的人。
That is to say, to preach the gospel to others.
还有就是我们要勉励我们的信徒做一个新的人。
And to encourage our members to become new persons.
预备迎接主耶稣的再来了。
To prepare to welcome the second coming of Jesus.
我们可以看过去那个诗篇的四十篇。
We can also look at Psalm 40.
诗篇的四十篇。
Psalm 40.
四十篇我们看我们可以看第一节到第三节。
We can read verses 1 to 3.
我先看第三节就好了。
Let's first read verse 3.
第三节这里讲到他使我口唱新歌，这是赞美我们神的话。许多人必看见而惧怕，并倚靠神。
He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord.
你发现这里它的英文的版本跟中文有些不一样了。
So we find that the English and Chinese versions are slightly different.
那个中文它说就是说他使我唱新歌。
So in Chinese, it says that he makes my mouth sing the new song.
但是在英文里面呢，是神把这个新的歌摆在我们口里面的。
But in English, it says that he has put a new song in our mouths.
其实它的意思差不多了。
So the meanings are approximately the same.
我们能够唱这个新歌。
And that it is to say that we are able to sing this new song.
是因为我们已经蒙神所拯救了。
It is because we have been saved by God.
我们已经尝试到神救恩的滋味。
And we have tasted God's salvation.
所以当我们被拣选的时候
So when we were chosen,
我们会被神的爱大大的感动。
We will be greatly moved by God's great love.
我们会变成那个新的人。
And we will become a new man.
你发现当我们被神的爱感动，当我们生命上有所改变的时候
And when we find that we are moved by God's love and that we see changes in our lives.
然后发现我们就能够把那个新的歌来唱出来了。
And then we find that we're able to sing this new song.
我们就很愿意把这个新的歌就是神的救恩跟其他人来分享。
And we are very willing to share this new song, which is to say the gospel, to share this with others.
所以今天我们身为基督徒的
So, as Christians today,
我们都是蒙恩的人
we are all the, those who are blessed.
我们要常常来思想神对我们的救恩
We should very often meditate on God's salvation towards us.
让神的爱大大来鼓励我们呢
to allow the love of God to greatly encourage us.
让我们都能够愿意来唱这个新的歌
So that we are all willing and able to sing this new song.
我们可以看一下保罗的例子、哦、
So we can look at the example of Paul.
我们看那个哥林多后书、哦、
So let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书我们看第五章。
2 Corinthians, let's look at chapter 5.
我们看14节和15节。
Let us read verses 14 and 15.
哥林多后书的第五章的十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14.
保罗这里讲到，是因为基督的爱激励他了。
So here Paul mentions that the love of Christ compels him.
所以他很愿意来为主来受苦，为主来传福音。
So that he was able to be very willing to suffer for the Lord and to preach the gospel.
他要讲到这是神对我们每一个被神所拣选的人一个期望了。
And so he also mentions that this is a hope that God has for each and every one of us whom he has saved.
就是让我们都能够感念神的爱。
So that we can be thankful towards God's love.
愿意把那个福音的好处跟其他人来分享。
And to share the goodness of the gospel to others.
所以今天当我们要讲到传福音的时候
So today when we talk about preaching the gospel
我们不是出于勉强的
We do not do this out of compulsion
我们愿意去传福音
We are willing to preach the gospel
因为我们是被神的爱所鼓励的
Because we are encouraged by the love of God
我们明白我们知道原来神的救恩是非常好的
We know and we understand that God'sSalvation is great and important.
所以我们很愿意跟其他人来分享神的道理。
And because of this, we are very willing to share the truth with others.
让他们都能够得到神的救恩。
So that they may also receive God's salvation.
然后当讲到传福音这个事情。
So again, when we talk about preaching the gospel.
除了是因为神的爱激励我们以外。
Apart from us being compelled by the love of Christ.
然后我们要学习耶稣基督了。
And we also need to learn from Jesus Christ.
他非常明白，他要来完全神的旨意，做成他的工。
He understood very well that he had to fulfill God's will and to accomplish his work.
但是当他去做这个工作的时候
，But when he carried out this work,
他是满有那个怜悯的心的。
He had a heart full of compassion.
我们可以看那个马太福音哈。
We can turn to Matthew, Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音的第九章
Matthew chapter 9
马太福音的第九章
Matthew chapter
9我们看过去那个三十六节
We can read verse 36
三十六节这里说他看见许多的人就怜悯他们因为他们困苦流离如同羊没有牧人一般
But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd.
这里是讲到耶稣传福音的事情。
So here discusses an event where Jesus was preaching the gospel.
发现三十五节就是耶稣在地上的时候的工作了。
And from verse 35 onwards, it describes the work of Jesus on earth.
那我们发现耶稣是很殷勤来做这个工作的。
And we find that Jesus did so diligently.
他在宣讲那个天国的福音。
And when he was preaching the gospel of heaven.
还有他为医病赶鬼。
And when he was healing the sick and casting out demons.
那问题是说，他哪里来那个动力是从哪里来的呢
？So the question is where he got his motivation from.
除了说这是神的旨意以外了哈。
So apart from God's will.
三十六节他说哈。 他看见许多的人就怜悯他们了。
And verse 36, it says that when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them.
就是当他看到这些人的时候，
So that when he saw these people,
他看到他们的需要，
he saw their needs.
所以就爱他们了。
And he loved them.
就把他们所需要的来给他们。
And he gave them what they required.
今天有时候我发现我们可能没有这种怜悯人的心啊。
So today we might find that we lack this heart of compassion towards others.
所以我们不愿意跟其他人来传福音。
And that we are unwilling to preach the gospel to others.
因为我们看不到他们的需要。
Because we are unable to see their needs.
有时候你发现，当我们跟我们的朋友在一起的时候。
So sometimes when we gather with our friends.
那些没有信主的朋友了。
That is to say, friends who have yet to believe.
他们的生活可能比我们好。
Maybe they live a better life than us.
他们所需要的他们都有。
And what they need, they have.
所以我觉得他们没有什么需要。
And we might feel that they lack nothing.
但是当我们看到他们属灵的状况的时候。
But if we examine their spiritual state.
然后我们发现其实他们是贫穷的。
We find that they're in fact very poor.
就是在心里面是非常贫穷的了。
And in their hearts, they are in poverty.
所以当我们能够看到他们属灵的需要的时候
And when we identify their spiritual needs
那我们就会产生一个怜悯的心啊
This will engender a heart of compassion in us
因为我们都知道
Because all we know
要是他们没有信耶稣的话
If they do not believe in Jesus
无论在世界上他们怎么成功都好
No matter how successful they are on earth
当他们离开这个世界的时候
When they leave this earth
他们是败坏的他们是会被神来审判的
They will be corrupted and they will be judged by God
所以当我们明白这一点的时候
So when we understand this point
那么就觉得这些人真的非常可怜啊
And we will find that these persons are indeed very pitiful
那我们就会尽我们的力量来满足他们的要求
And we will try our best to fulfill their spiritual needs
来怜悯他们把福音传给他们
To have compassion on them and to preach the gospel.
你发现今天我们都有很多的朋友。
And we find that we have many friends today.
当我们跟他们在一起的时候。
And when we hang out with them.
我们都觉得他们是非常不错的人。
We find that they are good people.
不然的话我们也不会成为朋友了。
Otherwise, we wouldn't be friends with them.
但是当我们看到这些朋友的时候。
But when we see these friends.
除了跟他们在一起来吃饭还是去享受生活上 的恩典的时候
Rather than only having meals with them or sharing the goodness in this life with them
我觉得我们最好的东西可以跟他们分享的就是那个神的救恩
So in fact the best thing that we can share with them is the gospel of God
所以在我们看到我们的同学我们的同工在公司里面的
So when we see our fellow students or colleagues
我们需要真的看到他们属灵上的需要
We should be able to identify their spiritual needs.
要尽量把那个神的福音跟他们来分享。
And with the best of our ability to share the gospel with them.
不单只是让他们成为我们的朋友而已了。
So not only that they become our friends.
他们能够要成为神家里面的神家里面的人。
That they also may become one of the household of God.
让我们成为好像弟兄姐妹一样。
To become like us, brothers and sisters.
一起来奔跑这个天国的道路。
To run this journey towards heaven together.
这是神希望我们要做的事情。
So this is what God wishes us to do.
所以保罗才说嘛，哈。
This is why Paul says.
他很愿意来为主而活了。
That he is very willing to live for the Lord.
为主而活，意思不是说我们没有自己的生活。
To live to the Lord doesn't mean that we do not have our own lives.
而是当我们过我们的生活的时候
It is to say that when we live our lives,
同时也能够完成神的使命
that we are able to accomplish God's commission at the same time.
所以当我们在世界上生活的时候
So when we live in this world,
我们要念书，我们要工作
We have to study, we have to work.
我们要建立我们的家庭
We have to establish our families.
当然我们会很努力去追求了
Of course, we will pursue these things diligently.
这是对的。
And this is not wrong.
但是除了做这些事情以外
But apart from doing these things,
我们要记住哦。
We have to remember.
神安排我们这样子来过我们的生活。
God arranges us that we live our lives this way.
是要来帮助我们，让我们能够 来建立我们的信仰的。
It is to help us to establish our spiritual lives.
要能够帮助我们把我们的信仰跟其他人来分享。
And it is also to help us to share our spirituality with others.
这样子你发现那我们的生活我们的工作就变成很有意义了。
And in this way, we find that our work and study will become more meaningful.
我们不单只是为自己来读书来工作而已。
So we do not only study and work for ourselves.
我是借着我们的读书我们的工作能够完成神给我们的工作。
But through our study and work, we are able to accomplish the tasks that God has given us.
所以在我们生活里面
So in our lives,
我们需要来常常来唱那个新的歌。
We are to sing this a new song often.
我们再看一下那保罗所讲的。
Let us also look at what Paul says.
保罗在那个新约的时候，他曾经这样讲了哈。
So in the New Testament, Paul says this.
我们看那个哥林多前书的十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书的十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
我们看第九节和第十节。
Let us read verses 9-10.
哥林多前书的十五章。第九还有第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verses 9 and 10.
十五章的第九还有第十节。
Chapter 15, verses 9 and 10.
这个保罗再次讲到他自己的事情了。
So once again, Paul discusses things relating to himself.
他说我原是使徒中最小的。
So he begins by saying, For I am the least of the apostles.
我不配称为使徒。
Who am not worthy to be called an apostle.
因为我从前呢是逼迫神的教会的人啊。
Because I persecuted the church of God.
然而我今日成了何等的人啊。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
我是蒙神的恩典才能够成就的。
And this is done through the grace of God.
他之后就讲了，并且他所赐的我的恩不是讨然的。
And his grace toward me was not in vain.
我比众使徒额外劳苦。
But I labored more abundantly than they all.
所以保罗讲到他侍奉这个事情的时候。
So when Paul was discovering his servitude.
他为什么这么努力来为神工作呢？
Why did he work so abundantly for God?
因为他感念到神对他的爱了。
Because he was very thankful toward God's love.
他曾经讲哈，他是在罪人当中是最坏的一个了。
And he also mentioned that he was a chief sinner amongst all sinners.
这里他讲到我是不配为使徒的。
And here he says that he was not worthy to be called an apostle.
因为我曾经逼迫神的教会。
Because I persecuted the church of God previously.
但是神还是拣选了他了。
But yet God still chose him.
所以他被神的爱大大的感动。
And he was greatly moved by the love of God.
所以他很愿意来为主来侍奉来传福音。
So he was very willing to serve God and to preach his gospel.
甚至他讲到他比其他使徒都更加的努力了。
To the extent that he says that he labored more abundantly than all the other apostles.
因为他感觉到神对他的在他身上的恩典比其他人还大。
Because he sensed that the love of God was a lot greater on him than compared to the other apostles.
所以今天要是我们希望能够真的能够侍奉神。
So today we truly wish to serve God properly.
那么先要来思想神对我们的爱了。
Then let us first begin by remembering the love of God.
就是求神的爱真的能够激励我们。
And to pray that the love of God can truly motivate us.
那你发现当我们真的被神的爱所感动的话。
And we find that if we are truly moved by the love of God,
那为主做工来传福音就变成一个非常自然的事情。
And we find that to do the works of God and to preach the gospel will become something very natural to us.
因为神的爱感动你。
Because the love of God motivates us.
你就很自愿的来为神来工作。
And very willingly we will work for God.
这是我们侍奉神的最大的一个动力。
And this is the greatest motivation for us to work for God.
但是我们需要常常来思想神的爱。
But in order to do this, we must daily meditate on the love of God.
这样子我们真的才有力量来侍奉神。
Only then will we have the strength to serve God.
不然的话，你会觉得在教会里面工作还是传福音会变成一个很大的一个重担。
Otherwise, we will find that doing the works of God and preaching the gospel will become a great burden to us.
有时候我发现信徒对工作，他们教会的工作，他们觉得是 一个很大的压力了。
So sometimes we find that some members in the church will find that working for God becomes a great heavy burden to them.
因为这是圣经里面对我们的要求。
But this is a requirement of on us from the Bible.
所以他们觉得没有办法，我们一定要去做的。
So they feel that as if they have no other choice but to do it.
但是他们做的时候，心不甘情不愿啊。
But they do so very unwillingly.
所以他们做起来就会很辛苦。
So when they do this, do so, they find it very difficult.
就好像唱那个歌一样哈。
So just like singing this new song.
你心里面没有那种感动的话。
If you are not moved in your heart.
你发现你唱那个歌是唱没有那个味道不会出来了。
And when we sing a song, we cannot sing out its flavor.
我们常常说哈。
And we often say,
我们唱歌唱诗歌的时候
when we sing hymns,
我们的心是被感动，所以很自然我们就唱出来。
Is that because our hearts are moved that when we sing it, it's very natural.
所以传福音也是一样的。
So it is the same for preaching the gospel.
因为传福音就是唱这个新的歌。
Because when we preach the gospel, we are singing this new song.
我们真的要被神的爱所感动。
We need to truly be moved by God's love.
才能够把那个歌唱得好。
Only then we are able to sing this song well.
才能够真的把神的福音跟其他人来做一个分享。
And then only then can we truly share the gospel of God with others.
我们再看那个旧约里面一个例子。
Let's turn to another example in the Old Testament.
我们看那个出埃及记的十五章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 15.
这里是讲到那个什么呢？就是那个。以色列民被从埃及被拯救出来之后的事情。
So here talks about events after the Israelites were saved from Egypt.
他们从埃及出来的时候，他们第一个事情是做什么
？So what was the first thing they did after they came out of Egypt？
我们看十五章。
Let us read chapter 15.
这是一个很出名的，就是摩西在唱歌的事情。
So this is the very well-known song of Moses.
我们看十五章。
Let us read chapter 15.
我们看第一节到第二节。
So let us read verses 1 to 2.
十五章的第一节。
Chapter 15, verse 1.
那时摩西和以色列人向神唱歌说，我要向神歌唱，因他大大战胜战马还有骑马的投在海中。第二节
Verse 2.
神是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成了我的拯救，这是我的神，我要赞美他，是我父亲的神，我要遵循他。
Verse 1. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. Verse 2. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him.
那么发现当以色列民被拯救出来之后，
We see that after the Israelites have been saved,
你发现那个摩西就开始来唱歌了。
Moses began to sing.
不单是摩西了，还有以色列民他们都一起唱了。
So not only Moses, but all the Israelites joined in.
那首歌是唱什么呢？
So what did they sing about?
他们是要感谢还有颂赞神的救恩啊。
So they were giving thanks and to praise the grace of God.
因为神让他们得胜了。
Because God let them become victorious.
把他们的仇敌，就是那些埃及人都让他们在海里面来丧失他们的生命。
Because God had eliminated their enemies, the Egyptians in the sea.
所以他们说，神是我的力量，神也是我的诗歌。
So he says that the Lord is my strength and song.
成了我们的拯救了。
And he has become our salvation.
所以你发现，当我们真的能够体会到神对我们的拯救的时候。
So when we can truly experience God's salvation.
你发现你就会很自然愿意来为主来工作。
We find that very naturally we will work for God.
你会从心里面来感谢神，赞美神。
And from the bottom of our hearts, we will learn to sing and praise God.
你要能够从心里面真的愿意来为主来工作，为主来传福音。
And from the bottom of our hearts, we will want to work for God and to preach His gospel.
我觉得今天是我们每个弟兄姐妹都要学习的一个事情呢。
And this is something that each and every one of us can learn from today.
我们多来思想神对我们的爱。
To meditate on God's love for us.
让神的爱激励我们。
To allow God's love to stir us up.
让我们每个人都能够在教会里面侍奉神。
To enable each and every one of us to serve in church.
在那个神的宝座面前唱这个新的歌。
To sing this new song before the throne of God.
我们看回来那个启示录。
Let's return to Revelations.
启示录我们看十四章。
Revelations, let us look at chapter 14.
这里讲到他们唱新歌。
So here it mentions that they were singing this new song.
那在第六节的时候。
And when we reach verse 6.
我们看到有个天使在飞在空中，有永远的福音传给住在地上的人啊。
Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth.
第七节他讲到，他唱的时候，他大声说，应当敬畏神，将荣耀归给他，因他施行审判的时候已经到了，应当敬畏那创造天地、海和众水泉源的。
Verse 7, saying with a loud voice,Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water.
这里我们看到那个天使传那个永远福音。
So here we see that the angel was preaching the everlasting gospel.
这里也是他们所唱的新歌。
And here was also the new song that they were singing.
那新歌是要唱给谁听呢？就是在地上的人呢。
So who were they singing this new song to? Which, that is to those who dwell on earth.
还有他们会讲到神的审判这个事情。
And they will also mention the matter of God's judgment.
就是他们讲到你们要敬畏神，要归荣耀给他。
And telling them to fear God and give glory to Him.
因为神施行审判的时候已经到了。
For the hour of His judgment has come.
所以你发现这个天使他是飞在空中的。
We find that this angel is flying in the sky.
所以这是给我们的教训是什么？
So what are the teachings that we can learn from?
当我们要唱这个新歌的时候，
Of course, when we want to sing this new song,
我们要飞在空中。
We need to be flying in the midst of heaven.
就是说我们要快快来做这个工作。
It is to say that we should do this without a delay.
以前我听这个道理的时候，
So when I heard this teaching a while back,
他们会说飞在空中就是意思说神的工人他们应该要坐飞机去不同的国家来传福音。
So some people would say that flying in the midst of heaven refers to the fact that the workers of God will need to take a flight or flights to fly around the world to preach the gospel.
现在有些人会这样讲。
But nowadays people would say,
飞在空中的意思就是说
The meaning of flying in the midst of heaven.
我们就是要用那个网络，这个 internet 来传福音。
It is to preach the gospel using the internet.
因为这样做，你发现那个福音就传得很快嘛。
Because if we do so, we find that the gospel is preached very fast.
就是传得很远，很多的地方。
And we can preach it far and wide to many, many places.
但是对我来讲，其实它这不是讲那个用什么方法来传福音。
But for myself, it does not refer to the methods that we use to preach the gospel.
只是提醒我们，我们要快快来做这个工作。
But rather, it is a reminder to us to do this work hastily.
为什么呢？
But why?
因为神的审判的时候快到了。
For the hour of God's judgment has come.
你发现当主耶稣再来之后
，And we find that when Jesus comes again,
他会施行那个最后的一个审判。
He will execute his final judgment.
那个时候已经什么事情已经过去了。
And all things would have passed by then.
所以我们再没有机会来传福音了。
And that will no longer be an opportunity for us to preach.
所以当我们还有时间的时候
，So while we still have time.
主耶稣还没有来之前
，And before Jesus comes again.
我们要快快来传这个福音。
We must quickly preach this gospel.
让更多的人能够得拯救。
To enable more people to be saved.
你发现在启示录第八章同样提到这个事情。
We find that the same matters mentioned in Revelation chapter 8.
启示录的第八章。
Revelation chapter 8.
我们看十三节。
In verse 13.
这里我们要再看到有另外一个天使飞在空中啊。
Here we see another angel flying through the midst of heaven.
当然中文版本它是讲到那个鹰的哈。
Of course, in Chinese, it mentions this eagle.
但是在英文来讲，有时候是鹰，有时候也是讲到那个天使。
But in English, the term alternates between eagle and angel.
那在乎你看什么样的版本了。
It depends on the version that you're reading.
它是讲到这个天使在空中大声的来说。
And here it mentions that the angel flying through the midst of heaven was saying with a loud voice.
还有另外三位天使，他们要吹他们的号。
And there were three other angels who were to sound the trumpet.
那你们住在地上的民，祸哉，祸哉，祸哉。
Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth.
所以你发现这个天使他也是飞在空中的。
We find that this angel was also flying through the midst of heaven.
他们是主要是要讲到神的审判。
And what they were mainly concerned with is the judgment of God.
那这个审判跟之前的审判应该有点不一样哦。
So this judgment here and the previous judgment that we mentioned is slightly different.
因为在第一号到这个第四号的时候
Because from the first to fourth trumpets
要是讲到神的审判了
They all discuss the judgment of God.
但是你发现呢无论是第一号还是到第四号你发现神所毁灭的只是三分之一而已了
But from the first to fourth trumpets, we find that God only destroyed one third of everything.
就是没有完全来毁灭了。
It is to say that he did not destroy everything.
不是最后的一个审判。
That is to say, it is not the final judgment.
但是你发现当这些大的灾难开始的时候
But we find that when these great disasters start occurring,
到第五号、第六号还有第七号的时候
And when we reach the fifth, sixth, and seventh trumpets,
就是神一个完全的一个审判、一个毁灭了。
We can see God's complete and final judgment.
所以这里是告诉我们。
And here it is to say to us.
当我们看到神的那个所谓大的灾难开始的时候。
And when we see God's great disasters start occurring.
你发现那个最后的审判很快就会到。
We find that the final judgment will be coming very soon.
所以当我们这个最后的审判还没有到之前。
So before this final judgment comes upon us,
我们有的时间没有很多了。
We do not have much time before this.
所以我们要很努力、很殷勤来做这个传福音的工作。
So we must be very diligent to do this work of preaching the gospel.
还要请救那个在地上的人。
To save those who dwell on earth.
另外，也是给我们在教会里面的信徒一个很好的提醒。
It also serves as a good reminder for those members who are in the church.
主耶稣快再来了。
Jesus is coming soon.
审判已经开始了。
The judgment has begun.
那我们有没有预备好来迎接我们主耶稣的再来呢？
Are we prepared to welcome Jesus coming again?
这个是值得我们好好来思想那个问题。
So this is a question that is worthy of our consideration.
要是明天，我们说不要明天了，太早了，我们是下个星期好了。
So not to say tomorrow, but let's, for example, take next week.
要是耶稣下个星期就来了
For example, if Jesus were to come next week,
那我们就问一下自己
Then we can ask ourselves,
这个星期我会不会做什么
What would I do this week?
我相信我们每一个人都会来到教会
I believe that everyone will come to church.
我们会来很努力来祷告
That we will pray very diligently.
我们求主赦免我们的罪
To ask God to forgive our sins.
我们追求成为一个预备好的基督徒
and to pursue to become a Christian who is prepared.
所以当我们看到那个兆头已经出现了
So when we see this sign start to occur,
那我们就应该准备好自己了
We should prepare ourselves.
所以在启示录它有一段
So there's a passage in Revelation.
是特别要讲到在主里面的信徒的
That's mentioned specifically members who are within the Lord.
我们怎么样来预备主耶稣的再来？
How do we prepare for Jesus' coming again?
我们看启示录的十一章。
We can turn to Revelation chapter 11.
启示录的十一章，我们看第一节还有第二节。
Revelation chapter 11, we can read verses 1 to 2.
在这两节当中是讲到神要量度神的殿
So here in verses 1 and 2 mentions how God wished to measure the temple.
还有就是那个香坛，还有在殿里面礼拜的人啊。
And also the altar and those who worship in there.
就是神要看一下这些人有没有达到神的标准。
That's to say God wants to assess whether these people have reached his requirements.
另外有些人他们是在外院的。
There were also some in the outer court.
你发现这些人呢，神说这些人呢，你不需要来量呢。
So God mentions that that these persons do not need to be measured.
因为这些人呢，在外院的人呢，他们会被践踏而死了。
Because those who are in the outer court will tread the holy city.
他们会被 they will be trodden by others.
That they will be trodden by others.
就是他们会死掉了哈。
And that they will die.
那这个是什么意思
？So what does this mean？
我们知道那个圣殿哈。
We know about the temple。
它是有外院、内院，还有那个圣所。
So that it has an outer court, an inner court, and an inner sanctuary。
你发现那个圣所就是祭司他们来拜神的地方、侍奉的地方了哈。
And we find that this inner sanctuary is where the priests would come to worship God。
这是神对我们信徒的要求。
And this is a requirement of God towards us believers.
在新约的时候，我们每一个人都是祭司。
That in the New Testament, we are all His priests.
我们都应该进到那个神的圣所来侍奉神。
That we are all to enter the sanctuary to worship God.
但是你没有进去，你只是留在那个外院呢
？But if we do not enter the sanctuary, but only remain in the outer court,
会发生什么事呢
？Then what would happen？
这里说你会被踩死哈。
And here it says that we will be trodden.
那些留在外院的人是谁
？So who are those who remain in the outer court？
他们是要在圣殿里面的，没有错，他们也是教会的信徒。
So they are indeed members of the church as well。
但是他们没有进到那个内院、那个圣所里面来侍奉神啊。
But they did not enter the inner court and the sanctuary to worship God。
他们只是留在外面而已啊。
Yet they only remained outside。
他们就好像来到教会听一下道理哦。
So they may come to church to listen to the sermons.
之后呢，他们就是要去吃个饭。
And afterwards, they will go downstairs to have a meal.
他们就回家了。
And then they will go home afterwards.
对他们来讲，信仰他们没有很认真。
To them, they do not take that very seriously.
他们没有真的来在教会来侍奉神。
And they did not truly serve God in church.
所以信仰对他们来讲，好像一个例行公事一样。
So faith to them is something that they must do.
It's like a formality.
It's like a formality to them.
就是来教会之后就回去就好了。
So as long as they come here to perform their duties, then they can go home.
在生活里面，他们没有遵守神的诫命。
And they did not keep God's commandments
in their life.
In their lives.
在教会里面，他们也没有热身来侍奉神。
And in church, they did not serve God with zeal.
所以这是告诉我们什么？
So what does this tell us?
但主耶稣再来之前
So before Jesus comes again,
我们要真的要很认真来对待我们的信仰。
We must treat our faith very seriously.
追求一个做一个新的人。
And to pursue to become a new man.
要进到那个圣所里面来侍奉神。
And to enter the sanctuary to serve God.
要常常唱这个新的歌。
And to sing this new song continually.
这样子我们才能够有个所以能够蒙神所拯救了。
Only then can we be saved by God.
做一个得救的人。
And to be one who is saved.
所以今天就是以这个跟大家一个勉励了。
So this is my encouragement with all of you today.
我们真的从我们所几年前所经历的那个疫情来讲。
From the pandemic that we experienced a few years ago.
我们都知道这是神给我们那个预兆了。
And we know that this is a sign that God has given to us.
告诉我们我们时间没有很多了。
It is to tell us that we do not have much time left.
所以我们要把握我们的机会。
So we must grasp hold of our opportunities.
学习来谨守神的诫命。
And to learn to observe the commandments.
在神的圣所里面昼夜来侍奉我们的神。
And in the temple, we serve our God a day and night.
做个新的人。
To become a new man.
要常常来唱新的歌。
And to sing this new song continually.
感谢神，我们分享到这里。
Thank God our sharing is here.